What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's a website called Radio X, and they did this article highlighting rock band's sophomore albums.
Oh, the follow-up. You have your whole life to write that first record. But then you got to crank out that second album in a couple of years.
And there are some classic rock albums that just, their second album was just better. It was just more impressive. So they say great debuts are hard to follow up. In this case, they nailed it. They knocked it out of the park. And these are some of the examples.
Generals gathered in their masses.
I feel like Ozzy will be in the universe forever. To say it seems like everything we come across is always like an Ozzy story, but I 1,000% agree.
This is definitely
the Paranoid record.
Yes.
Yes. Got other songs like Planet Caravan on it, Iron Man. Alice in Chains covered Fairies Wear Boots, and of course this song, War Pigs, which I think this song alone makes this album just a phenomenal release.
Oh, absolutely.
So I came across a couple of the other ones that they put on. A lot of them are like more lean towards like the older classic rock, but they did have a couple of ones I think that would be fun for us to chat about. I want to see if you agree if this is the better record when it comes to first album versus second album.
Kill 'em All?
Well, Kill 'Em All is the debut.
Was the debut, and then Ride the Lightning this was number two.
Yes, For Whom the Bell Tolls is on Ride the Lightning. Also on this record, Fade to Black, which is one of my favorite Metallica songs.
This is a good call.
Creeping Death. Oh, yeah. I don't know, man, though. I think I might lean a little bit towards the first record.
Sure.
Kill 'Em All. But it's like the first four Metallica albums, I argue in my brain all the time on which one I think is the best.
They're all brilliant.
Because they're all so great. Okay, here's another one, which I never even realized or considered this one to be the sophomore release, because it's kind of like half live record, half EP, but...
Said woman, take it slow, it'll work itself out.
So it was... Appetite was first.
Yes.
And then it was it Use Your Illusion 1 and 2?
Well, many would think, but this website put Lies, which is the acoustic record, and then it has a bunch of like live songs that they released before Appetite for Destruction.
Oh, interesting.
And that has Patience and also has one of my favorite Guns N' Roses songs.
I used to love her, but I had to kill her.
Isn't this about a dog, though?
Don't even know.
I think it might
be. Whatever it is, it's morbid.
Yeah. Still a great song, though. So what would you say if you had to put together something?
I mean, I feel like System of a Down Toxicity was just a monster second album.
A great follow-up.
And I love the first one.
Wait, you know the whisper line?
Yeah.
I don't.
Had the scars to fade away the shake-up?
Okay. Yeah, the first record had like Sugar.
Sugar and Spiders? Oh, so good. But Toxicity was just, I mean, it had Aerials on it. It had what else? Well, obviously the title track, Toxicity. Yep. It's a great album. What about you?
For me, I go back and forth. Part of me was leaning a little bit towards Stone Temple Pilots' Purple. But then I was like, man, Core, you can't compete with that. And same with this record, man. I'm going back and forth if I think their first record is better than their second record. But I have to go with my boys in Pearl Jam. I mean, you got Rearview Mirror. Elderly woman, daughter.
I think your
animals.
Opinion is probably an unpopular opinion, but I totally see where you are. See where your head's at with this one.
It's kind of like Metallica. I go back and forth with those records.
Oh, absolutely. 10 gets all that, all the credit, though. You know, it always does.
We were talking about this before we went on the air, and I think we did find one record that we both see eye to eye on. Smashing Pumpkins. Siamese Dream.
And it was Gish was the debut.
Which is so freaking good.
Such a good one.
Because it's got Rhinoceros on it. Freaking love that record. But this has got Today, Cherub Rock, Mayonnaise.
Oh, I love Mayonnaise. I mean, not the actual condiment, just
no,
the song.
You don't like things white and creamy in
no,
your mouth.
No, I do not
But Smashing Pumpkins, you're all for it.
All for that.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to try to beat Steve this morning? He has a record of 255 wins, 80 losses, and 63 ties so far in 2025. If you'd like to play, call 206-803-ROCK, and we're going to do Beat Migs at 650.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.